This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Now, Rick Preuss and Lee Cohen. These are a couple of guys that don't even know the meaning of play dead.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as our guest for this segment, Adrian McCracken, who is with Sea Turtle Inc. in South Padre Island, Texas. And she's the staff zoologist. Welcome to the show, Adrian.
Thank you. Happy to be on the air with you guys.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. I was so fascinated by the topic. When I think of sea turtles, I have to admit, Adrian, I just don't think of Texas. So can you first begin by explaining where exactly are you located in Texas?
It's true. A lot of people don't realize that there are sea turtles in Texas. We're all the way at the southern tip, and it's part of the only nesting beach for a really endangered species of sea turtle. And it's a really interesting area of Texas because it's very tropical. And so it's very suitable habitat for sea turtles.
What is the endangered species?
It's called the Kemp Ridley sea turtle.
Uh-huh.
And they nest here every summer.
Now, has Texas been, what is the state turtle or tortoise as part of the state? Does it happen to be one that's recognized, or is it a land turtle?
I'm not sure. I know on South Padre Island, they've made our city mascot the Kemp Ridley sea turtle.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
Flagship. Excellent. And then how did you come about getting involved in this particular enterprise? And let's emphasize to the listening audience that this is not, even though it's called Sea Turtle Inc., it is not a company as much as it is a nonprofit experience, is it not?
Exactly. It's a nonprofit. We're funded through public donations. We get our permits through the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
Uh-huh.
And I started working there as an intern shortly after I graduated from Michigan State with a degree in zoology. What we do is we rescue and rehabilitate sick and injured sea turtles and get them back to the wild. And while they're in the facility, the public can come in and see the turtles that we're treating and learn about why they're endangered and how they can help.
I don't think this is a very common practice. How did this particular enterprise start?
It started as a backyard operation in the late 1960s at our founder's house, who was a woman named Isla Letcher, and she was actually an early aviator. So she was like the first female pilot in Iowa and Illinois. And later in her life, she moved to South Texas and just fell in love with the area and started really finding out about that sea turtles were really in trouble. And so she started rescuing them in her house, and it's just grown from that backyard operation into what it is today.
So what is it today? I mean, do people get involved? Can you come out and visit turtles? And how do you help save the environment, let alone the turtles out there in our beautiful world that we have?
Yes, it is open to the public. And we offer educational presentations year-round. And people can come and volunteer. Even short-time visitors can volunteer. And the age requirement is just if they're not over 18, they have to come with a parent or guardian. But we have families that are visiting the island come in and help us in the mornings really regularly.
It probably helps to get really connected. I mean, that has
exactly
to be a really substantial element.
And we have thousands of visitors come by each year because South Padre Island is one of those tourist destinations.
Uh-huh.
And so we're fortunate in that respect because we just have so many people that do come through. And right now we're starting an extension on our building. So we're going to be adding an additional building to our current location. So that'll be nice because we'll have a bigger area for more tanks and things like that.
Adrian, I have a question for you, and forgive my ignorance, but here in Michigan, we've just come through a few week period where if you never noticed turtles in your life, all of a sudden you begin to notice them. And I'm assuming it's because they're mating. They're laying eggs and they're having baby turtles, and they do a migration. What is the difference between a sea turtle and the turtles that we have here in ponds and lakes? Is there any difference between them, and why is it that there's such a short period of time where they seem to do so much migrating?
It it's a really good question, actually. Well, sea turtles compared to like a pond turtle or a lake turtle have very different life cycles. Pond and lake turtles are seen more often by people when they come out to mate because they're just always in that pond or lake and maybe come out to bask. But then when the females start looking for that nesting spot, they'll come up in your garage or in your garden, and then you realize that you have turtles nearby. But with sea turtles, the only time they ever leave the water is also to nest. And so the only time that usually humans interact with them is as a nesting adult female coming up to lay its eggs on a beach. So they don't actually bask or come out of the water for anything else.
And the beach is right there, so unless you would literally have beachfront property or you're actually walking a beach, you're not going to stumble across them in your garage.
Exactly. So sea turtles are exclusively found like in the states, in like Texas and Georgia, Florida, the Carolinas, right on those like southern Gulf states are the nesting beaches for sea turtles here in the U.S.
And how is Camps Ridley sea turtle doing as far as numbers? Do you have a way of knowing that? And are there other efforts beyond the Camps Ridley that you guys are part of?
Well, we do have a general way to kind of figure out how the population is doing based on the nesting females that are seen. And with the Camps Ridley, what's really miraculous is that we've gone from just a few hundred females remaining in the mid-1970s, early 80s, to now we're somewhere over 14,000 females.
Fantastic.
And the reason they were so low is they were very heavily poached for years and years for their meat and their oil and their eggs down on their main nesting beach in northern Mexico. And so the effort started in the 70s, and now they're paying off.
Now, you may have mentioned this. How big do they get?
Well, the Camps Ridley is actually the smallest of the sea turtles. They get to about 100 pounds.
Wow.
Well, so it's still a decent-sized turtle, but they're little for sea turtles.
And, Adrian, do they live as long as pond turtles?
They can actually probably live longer than your general pond turtle. They can usually live 70 to 80 years, and one of the other species of sea turtle lives over 100 years.
Fantastic. Adrian, we're about out of time, but I want to give you the opportunity. If any of our listeners are interested in more information or potentially donating to your cause, how would they do that?
It's really pretty simple. We have a very interactive website. It's seaturtleinc.org. And my name is listed on there as a staff member, so anyone can email me questions or have anything like that. You can also find us on Facebook. We're on there as well. And it'd be really great if anyone does come down to South Texas to come check us out, because we're one of the few sea turtle hospitals in the U.S. that's open to the public.
Fantastic. We've been speaking this morning with Adrian McCracken with Sea Turtle Inc. in South Padre Island, Texas, who is a staff zoologist. Adrian, thanks so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate it.
I was very happy to do it for my old employer.
Hey, once again, the prowess makes its way across the country. Thanks so much.
And Thank you, guys.
Oh, it was our pleasure. And Rick, what a fascinating topic. Once again, I know that you always have such a passion for aquariums and for what goes on, but it just goes to show you that wherever you travel in this country, there's marvelous things to see and a way to learn during your time off, and I hope everybody does. So on behalf of our producer, Mark Price, and my co-host in the studio, Rick Pruse, this is Lee Cohen wishing all of you a great weekend and a great week. We'll see you next weekend for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And please, please take good care of your pets. Have a great weekend, everybody.